Good morning, everybody, and welcome. So my recommendation is that you start this audio recording, the listening of this audio recording around 10 minutes before the ride. If you are already on the bike or about to be on the bike, just then you need to go to 10 minutes, and that's when the ride will start roughly. So today, I'd like to talk to you a little bit about joy and enjoyment. Why is that? Well, because I think in COVID time, everything has become heavier than ever. And we don't have many opportunities to feel lightness and enjoyment, even in the most simple thing that we used to. So obviously the world has not becoming any easier, and COVID is just one extra layer, and a big one. So it's probably harder nowadays to feel light than 10 or 20 years ago. But still, I think COVID has worsened everything by quite a lot. And you know, with social distancing and everything, like it's getting harder to see friends. And when we meet, we tend to talk about COVID. And there's obviously the news in the US and the racism and all the usual lot of natural disasters and wars. And we are so connected that now we are aware of everything that's going on everywhere. And it's really ruining our joy. Sometimes we even feel bad for feeling some joy while so many people are suffering. So I'd like to talk about something lighter today, which is really reconnect to the young kid that we used to be, and find again the very simple pleasure that we used to. Find again that lightness that we used to have when we were playing sports. And I'm asking you, are you really enjoying? Are you really enjoying this right now? Or you know, you came this morning thinking, okay, I've got that workout. And just come again without any preparation, or without bringing your presence, with still your mind thinking about what you have to do before the workout, what you have to prepare, and already thinking about after the workout, today that's gonna unfold, all the things you need to do, the to-do list, all these things that literally are killing joy. So I know I'm personally really struggling with this. Like very often, the pleasure I derive from sport has nothing to do with what I used to feel when I was a kid. So very often, most of the pleasure I get from the sport is from knowing that I'm building something. I'm rebuilding my fitness. I'm finding my swim technique again. I am increasing my FTP. I can feel my running style getting better. Oh, and my VO2 max, according to Garmin, is improving. Oh, how nice is this? So these pleasures, you know, these satisfactions are very, very far from what we used to feel when we used to run, at least when I used to run in the grass fields, or playing football, or playing tennis, just for fun with friends, without counting points or doing any matches, just hitting the ball and coming back home incredibly dirty, incredibly dehydrated, sometimes with headache and a pretty poor state, and sleeping like a log and happy for having just used my body without trying to deliver anything special or to produce anything special, just play for the pleasure of play, for the sake of play, for no sake at all, by the way. So we tend to have lost this kind of thing, especially in the sport that we do, where play is not really part of what we do. It's not like tennis or, you know, it's very rare that we burst into love because someone is passing you on the bike. While, you know, when you play tennis, there's moments, even at the highest level, when the players have to laugh because something's really incredible has happened, and they just laugh. Well, we don't have that moment in triathlon, or I don't think we do, or maybe I lost it. So it's really up to us to recreate it. And you know, with the multiplication of coaches, and again, I'm really culprit of that, is like, you know, when you're on a training plan and you have that personality, all you want to do is deliver what is in the training plan and hit the target and everything, which is fine. Again, you're building something, you're building some fitness, you're getting closer to your goal, and we all need these goals in lives. And that's part of being a human being, that's part of being an adult compared to a kid. But that being said, too much goals kill the enjoyment. So I remember I came to sport and I stayed in sport, not because I was an exceptional swimmer winning races, I wasn't winning anything. But I realized that being a good swimmer allowed me to swim in the sea every summer, kilometers on. And that was pretty much the only moment when I was free to do what I wanted during this summer's holiday, where I didn't have anything to do except for swimming, by the way. So, and that's when I started to really enjoy endurance sports. With no goals, just swimming in the sea until I feel tired enough to feel the need to come back. I would probably not leave my daughter and son do something like this right now, because we live in a world where we are afraid of things and we need security. But I think my parents never realized what I was doing, that I was really swimming really far for an 8 or 9 year old kid. Even if I was a good swimmer, I now know that bad things can happen when you swim on your own. So let alone, I mean, if you're 8 or 9 years old. So after the swimming, I discovered the running, and I started running in the forest. That's the first thing I did when I was 15 or 16 years old. And that was the same enjoyment as swimming in the sea. And then I discovered cycling very late. I got my first road bike at the age of 30. And I discovered mountain riding in the Alps. I was probably close to 40. And that's when I discovered the real pleasure of cycling. 10 years after cycling for triathlon, I discovered the key joy of just being on my bike and climbing mountains. But it wasn't about climbing mountains, it was about being in nature, being almost on my own, on my bike. So in my case, this very childish joy, I find it, I can still find it when I'm in nature, in the three sports. And I'm asking you, where do you reconnect with your little child, with your little kid, who you were before? Can you find that original joy again? Or is triathlon or cycling just a way to evacuate negative energy and turn it into positive? Or a way to just to be fit? Or to forget that you're getting older? Or to prove yourself that you're not? Which is also one of my motivations. So obviously we have plenty of motivations, and I'm not judging. I'm not saying one is better than the other. I think they are all valid. But there must be, if you want to stay long in the sport, if you want to stay forever in the sport, which personally is one of my goals in life, you know, I still want to be riding my bike at 80, and I still want to be swimming in open water at 85 or 90. So if your goal is to attain some longevity in your sport, there must be, at least at some point, some joy similar to the joy you used to have when you were a kid, playing without any goals. So you need to strike a balance. Having lofty goals and trying to finish an Ironman, or trying to place in your age group, and these are fantastic goals, and when you reach them, the fulfillment is second to none. I personally haven't enjoyed as much as delivering a great result in triathlon, because it's so intense and it's so black and white. You know, in life, you get that promotion, but you know, there's always some kind of bitter taste in your mouth. Oh yeah, I got the promotion, but I didn't get this, and then the salary is not what I wanted, and then you know, and life goes on, and you realize it hasn't changed your life. Well, I think finishing your first Ironman, or at least in my case, finishing my first Ironman, really changed my life. So, you know, having lofty goals it can be a life changer, and it's key. It can be key in your life. But if you are only into goals, and if you forget the very simple things, almost at the animal level, you know, just that gut feeling, that pure pleasure that we used to have when we were kids, then at some point it will catch you. So try to reconnect with what brought you the most intense enjoyment when you were a kid. And try to reintroduce it into your sport if it's not there anymore. Try to find when you feel that joy. For me, it's being in nature, and it's pretty much being on my own. Not against nature, not undercoming some big waves or cold water or anything. No, no, it's just like everything is floating. It's easy. It just feels all right. It just feels right. But for you, it can be something completely different. You know, if you were into team sport, maybe it's being in a big group ride and exchanging jokes and crack jokes, and maybe it's a coffee stop. You know, whatever brings you back to where you were when you were a kid. But you have to question yourself if you've lost this. You know, where is it gone, and can I reconnect with it? And how can I reconnect with it? And I don't think it's a kind of question that people, you know, it's just not in our agenda with in these COVID times where, again, everything has become so heavy and charged, and you know, we have to be careful with everything, and you know, getting joy is definitely not part of the program. But again, you know, we want longevity. We want to be happy on the long term. And I think one of the keys to reconnect to this very primal, very kiddish, if we say that, very original burst of joy that we used to have when we experienced sports when you were kids. So, obviously, today, with the workout I gave you, which is much easier than the one I originally planned, it might be difficult to find a very primal joy similar to the one you had maybe one of the first times when you rode your bike when you were a kid and you discovered that suddenly you can cover big distances and have a lot of fun while doing it without being trash like with running, for example, or something like that. So Zwift, with all this technology, I have a couple of iPads, one phone, you know, I think it's not the best setup to reconnect to the simplicity of what riding is, the, you know, simplicity of this sport that can be. But that being said, you know, you can still find moments where just the feeling of the burn in your thigh or in your lungs, you know, just brings you back to this very, very primal experience. Almost animal, as I said, where we feel like we're alive, that we're experiencing life to the fullest, because we're using the body to its fullest potential. So even on a day like today, where it's all the screens and all the wires everywhere, nothing prevents you from coming back to the source of your pleasure, of your joy. Nothing can prevent you to come back to what brought you to the sport originally. So my talk isn't as light as, you know, I'm not here to crack jokes. And talking about joy actually feel a bit heavy. But again, I'm not immune to what's happening in our world. And just like you, you know, sometimes I'm struggling to find this original pleasurable moments that I used to. And that's precisely because I realize that it's harder nowadays to experiment these joyful moments that I talked about it this morning, because yesterday I had some kind of epiphany where I was swimming and for the first time in a long time, I could feel this very simple joy, and I had lost sight of it. And I'm not there just to get faster. I'm also there because it gives me pleasure, because it gives me something I can't even find my words, but if you love swimming or if you love one of these sports, you probably know what I mean. It gives me something, and nothing else in life can give me. And I had lost sight of it for the last weeks. So I'm gonna leave you here. And I hope you you remember what I say. I think COVID times is really killing our joyful moments. I mean, at least if I'm not careful, it's happening to me. And I wanted to share this this thought with you, because I think we can be better than that, you know. And I think sports, especially our three sports that are in themselves very basic and very close to our origins, are human. When you know, with biking, not so much, but like running and swimming are activities that humans have done forever. So they are very basic and they can really help us reconnect to who we are. So enjoy this workout. I'm gonna stop here. Remember to enjoy, remember to find a way, maybe at the end in the cool down or in some moments, actually in the worst moment when it gets harder, try to reconnect with your inner child and get happy. Feel that joy. And thanks for listening to me. Thanks for joining the rides. And talk to you in a week. Bye, everybody.